I have a question from Bob Kowalski. Can you tell me about the Polish-Soviet War of 1919-1920, when the Red Army was defeated at the gates of Warsaw?
Well, you as a Polish patriot are no doubt proud of this incident. About 10 years ago, the newspaper Red Star, our army paper, wrote, "This was what we call the Civil War." This was after the Revolution. And the forces of the Western Front, under Tukhachevsky, who later became a marshal, approached Warsaw on August the 15th, and there was a counteroffensive of the Polish forces, which was both unexpected and swift. This counteroffensive was called the Wonder of the Wisla, and gave the Polish army faith in their defense capacity and in their moral strength. On the anniversary of the Wonder of the Wisla, a declaration was instituted. But you know, the past should not influence Polish-Russian relations. We should also remember our joint fight against Nazism. These pages you cannot throw out of history. Russia, Soviet Ukraine, and Poland signed the truce and then a peace agreement. Lenin called the main reason for the defeat overestimation of the forces of the Red Army, and also, don't forget, Bob, the Red Army at that time consisted mostly of peasants, 80% of whom were illiterate. Lenin also said, "We did not get in touch. We did not reach the industrial workers of Poland at that time." Tukhachevsky said, "It was not politics that suffered a defeat, but strategy." Most of the historical reviews are permeated with subjectiveness and are permeated with one-sidedness. I think the Poles and the Russians should get together and work out a truthful account of the period.